Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time now to hear from Coach Jimbo Fisher on your home for the Aggies. Home for the Aggies. ESPN 97.5. Presented by Jack's Grill. Here's John Lance and Coach Jimbo Fisher. Get them.
Time to bring in the coach. Head coach of your Aggs who won this week. And he is joining us courtesy of Jack's Grill right here on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie football. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Who you got in the World Series, the Astros or the Nationals?
You got to go with the Astros.
Thank you. Thank
you. I mean, when you talk about, both teams have phenomenal styles, but Astros, they have that hit factor. And they got so many guys that have an hit factor that can make a difference.
So, as a coach, you're always busy doing stuff, but have you ever been able to check any of it out now that you're close to being a Houstonian?
Occasionally, the other day, we got to watch a little bit. Actually, traveled on Thursday night and got to watch, we were on the plane and on the bus when we had to ride in. We got to watch it a little bit. I love watching, get a little bit out of here and there. Not much, you don't get to do much and catch bits and pieces here and there, but, if you get home late at night, 10 or 11 o'clock, something that's maybe still on or something, to catch a little bit. But we got some that night.
There was an article about Deshaun Watson, Coach, and that he has become friends with Justin Verlander because he wanted, as a quarterback, he wanted to go see how a guy like that handled in-game success when he's striking everyone out, how he handled his mentality when he struggles early. I kind of like that. I've always been a fan of – I've always thought there was something that you could garner a lot of times from cross sports and things like that. Kind of wanted your thoughts on that.
No, you can learn from everybody because the ability to compete and the ability to handle success and handle defeat or handle tough times or failure, how to grind through things is as critical as any other thing you can do. It's the mental capacity, and I always talk about the psychological disposition to process things, and that very many people don't understand. That is really what separates players as much as anything there is. I mean, there's abilities and everything else, but the ability to understand how to continue to work and how to continue to keep the right mindset when you're having success and not get too lax or not just try to get too hyped and keep going, how to keep it even keeled and the same if you're failing or not having as much success. I mean, that controls success of teams and individual players probably more so than anything.
Bobby Knight and Tony La Russa and Bill Parcells were really good friends, and I think they probably did a lot of talking about that kind of stuff. Do you have a friend in any other sport that you ever talk to and try and pick
up? Oh, yeah. Coaching friends or even players, different guys. There's a couple people that I'm associated with that I know. And also even work ethic and teamwork, and the guys aren't even always in sports. I mean, different people that are in different organizations of success, of even CEOs of companies and things like that. There's so many different areas in which you can pick things up from people.
Yeah. Jimbo Fisher with us on ESPN 97.5. Coach, I know, listen, every coach talks about we got to win the turnover battle. Win the turnover battle. But, I mean, is it even doubly big when that turnover turns into a touchdown directly?
Well, yeah, go look at all the teams that have tremendous success in season. When you have great seasons, how many non-offensive touchdowns there are, whether it's special teams, defense, whatever it may be that do that and to create those situations. And the one we had the other night was huge in what we did. It was a big play. And that's when you have those seasons or those games that do things, there's a lot of that is involved.
Jimbo Fisher here on ESPN 97.5, your home for the Aggies. You said you didn't bring your you guys didn't have your A game, and yet you still win. Those are always big wins, aren't they?
Yes, let me tell you something. You learning how to win when it's not there, and it's not always going to be. I mean, sometimes it's just the way it is. But the perseverance to be able to, especially as many young players as we played in that game that could have been frustrated, upset, freshmen that played for the first time, started games, did things, being able to win and understand, you understand that you still have issues and you got to play better and all those things. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, the object is that your team understands how to keep the perspective in and make plays and keep staying in the game and giving you a chance and giving you an opportunity. Just like we just talked about a minute ago. I mean, you know, when you're, you know, you measure, I always say you measure a lot of players and people when it's not their day. How do they stay in and how do they keep giving themselves a chance and then figure it out at the end? And there's a big part that goes with that.
Yeah, we talk about that seems like a lot in the playoffs here with the Astros in terms of you looked at when I was watching that game, that's one of those dam break games where you're waiting to see the game was close. You guys defensively were hanging tight, and it's when you're on the road, that mentality, we talked about it early on, but that mentality is what you really have to have when you go on the road, that mental toughness, especially in the SEC, the SEC West.
Well, think about this in the game, and I said this, think about this in the game. You come out the second half, you get a great drive to start the half off, mm-hmm. I mean the end of half. Go up seven, get great momentum. Come out, your All-American kicker kicks the ball out of bounds.
Right.
Which he slipped, just literally slipped. You come back, the first run they hand, and our defense has been playing really good. You give up a 50-yard run. They go down and score and take the momentum right back. Offensively, you come out, get a big 12-yard run and get a hold. Your first and 20, don't have to punt it after you don't get the first down. Then come back. They're driving again on the drive in which they scored. They were moving the football again, but just kept playing the next play and got a strip sack. Got a strip back there and got it picked up and scored when things weren't going well. Then they come back again and drive it down again and take it all the way down to our 10 or 12-yard line, move the heck out of the ball on our defense, and then we block a field goal. Then we start picking it up on offense, and when the defense got really good and really, you know, played super the rest of the game. But they won. That was all those block field goal and that turnover happened in an area where the defense probably wasn't played as well as it could play. To me, as a coach, when you look back at things, you're not happy. You know, we got to get that stopped. But at the same time, that's a huge growing moment for when you'd be able to make those plays when things weren't going as well, just like we talked about there 2 seconds ago. Then you got back in, you got your confidence back, and really controlled the line of scrimmage after that.
Coach Jimbo Fisher with us right now. And that's one of the things that your team has, since you've been at Texas A&M, one of the things that I think has really improved has been the ability mentally for not just defensively, but also offensively for your guys to kind of hold, I don't know the term, hold the rope or whatever you want to, but I just call it.
You're right.
The dam doesn't break on you emotionally where things roll out of control on your team.
We spend a lot of time working on that. You know, now we guys got to, I think we got to spend a better time. We got to execute all the way through like we told our guys. Because in the last two out of three drives, you had drives that were 10 plays or more. That was a huge drive to find out a way to run the football and mix in third downs and do what we had to do and run and score that touchdown at the end. And if you remember, we had about a 10-play drive, but we went down to the 10 and then missed a very short field goal.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't finish the drive with execution down there on the other. But, you know, you needed those drives, and all of a sudden the reserve was there. And, I mean, we just have to learn to play more consistently in other opportunities in the game and take advantage of that. You know, whether it's youth, whether it's inexperience, whether it's whatever it may be, and we got to coach them better. We got to continue to understand that, and you just got to keep chopping and sawing wood in those situations. You know, just in those areas.
4 weeks into the SEC season, is there anything that surprises you or that you didn't see coming?
No, I mean, I wish we were healthier, but everybody says that. Who doesn't say that? And you know, that you're playing with such, you have some young guys that really are making some big plays and big moments, which is very encouraging, and their work ethic, and you see them in practice, and the things are getting better. I mean, there's a lot of little things each day you see as a coach from how they relate to you and getting better, and you know, we just got to continue to improve. But nothing, I guess I've been in it long enough that nothing surprises me, and everything surprises you, because there's always things that happen, the unforeseen things as teams evolve and everything that goes on that are ever-changing and that really affect how they play and what they do. And, you know, hopefully, those guys learn to absorb those situations better. And as they get older, they will.
LSU flinging the ball all over the field surprises
That's
me.
A little surprising.
That surprised me, but it's it's worked for them.
I watched that LSU. Oh, you said LSU?
Yeah. LSU offense. I'm like, wow, this doesn't look like the other game tape I've watched on them.
But, yeah.
No, they got, you know, LSU's always had tremendous, and Joe's done a good job. And I think, you know, it's like anything, you hit things early and you get confident. And I think they've grown each and every week from that, because they played really well early. And they keep growing from that. But at the end of the day, they have kind of changed their identity a little bit.
Oh, yeah, they did. So three straight home games now with a week off in there as well. When you looked at the schedule before the season, I bet you were glad to see to this part of the schedule.
Oh, yeah, it's very – I mean, you know, you got to take advantage of it. You got to play well. Like I say, coming into Mississippi State's going to be – I mean, they come off – they come off two tough games, and they're going to come in here guns blazing, everything there to – and just like Ole Miss did, that, you know, their energy level is going to be high because to get the season jump started back again. But, you know, it's great to be playing here at home, that's for sure.
Yeah, Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5. He's got Mississippi State 11 o'clock at Kyle Field. Three straight home games for the Aggs with that week off in between as well. Coach, man, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the win at Ole Miss, and keep it going.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
There's Jimbo Fisher right here on your home for the Aggies.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.